Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are continuing to see the market pare back some of those losses we saw early on in this session, with the S&P 500 now pretty much flat. And the NASDAQ in positive territory, up 90 points. The Dow, the only one down, still about 125 points. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Inez Frey, who's tracking the market action for us this morning. Inez, quite a reversal in the session.
Yeah, that's right, Akiko, especially because earlier this morning we had seen the Dow down 500 points. Well, it started with the Russell 2000 that flipped into green territory first. You can see the Russell 2000 on our screen, the small caps index up 0.7% right now. You've got the NASDAQ that also flipped into green, up 0.6%. I do want to mention the 10-year Treasury note, because that's at its lowest level in nearly a month, down about 11 basis points at 1.88%. Also, looking at the sector action, we are seeing energy stocks that are in the green, followed by consumer discretionary. Over on the NASDAQ 100, we are watching, look, the mega caps on the left hand of the screen, all in green territory now. And Tesla has been the outperformer since this morning when it opened up in the green, up more than 7%. In fact, Tesla has been leading the electric vehicle stocks higher. You can see on the right hand of the screen here on our EV chart, all of these pure electric vehicle stocks, which are higher. Lucid, by the way, which will be reporting its quarterly results today after the close, up more than 8%. Also want to mention the software stocks. We've been seeing some green in on the screen here as well, especially these cybersecurity firms. And we have seen this trend since last Thursday when we saw these cybersecurity names go higher. You're looking at CrowdStrike, which is higher, Palo Alto Networks. In fact, let me pull up a three-day chart. You can see quite a bit of green over those sessions. And then looking at the travel space, we have been watching declines in the airline names. A lot going on in this space. You've got Europe, which closed its airspace to Russian carriers. And then in retaliation, Russia banned the entire EU and others from using its airspace. And Russia is key, especially for some airlines which use that Europe to Asia route, which use the Russian airspace. So you've got in Europe, you've got British Airways, or the parent of British Airways, IAG, which is lower, Deutsche Lufthansa also lower, and Air France, KLM, lower as well. Akiko?
Okay, and as for Ray, keeping a close watch on the market action today. Thanks so much for